This is Marketplace Tech for Friday, June 2nd. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Ben Johnson. Touting his commitment to put American workers first, President Donald Trump announced the U.S. will pull out of the Paris Climate Accord and work on negotiating a new deal. But there are lots of companies out there that have created jobs by investing in renewable energy. There are big companies like Tesla and little ones like Totem. Totem is a startup company that's creating what it calls a smart hub. Think solar energy storage, Wi-Fi, electric vehicle charging, all in one. The company currently employs about 6 people full-time. It's planning to ship its hubs later this year. Brian LeCamp is the founder and CEO of Totem. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What do you make of the president's decision to pull out of the climate change deal?
I think it's incredibly disheartening, and we are ceding our national leadership on a significant front, which is unfortunate. But you look at what's happening at state levels, at city levels, and in corporations, and it is pretty amazing. I guess for every force in nature, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and you know what's happening in places like California with Jerry Brown, in Massachusetts, Maryland's energy storage tax credit, pretty accelerated focus on next generation energy.
What's the decision mean for your business in the short term?
Not a lot, truthfully. I mean, it's pretty clear that the momentum and focus around renewables is strong, and we're happy to take part of an advantage of that.
Why are you so confident in renewables?
If you look at the current numbers around jobs, the economic growth and opportunity, it's heavily around next generation energy. I won't limit that just to solar and wind. I'll extend that to energy storage, demand management, energy efficiency. And there's a massive marketplace. You know, I think that that's going to continue to grow at an accelerated rate for years to come.
Do you think there's any chance that corporations and municipalities might follow the lead of the federal government here? Why are you confident they won't?
I think a lot of that has to do with the politics and philosophy of those communities and of those corporations. I mean, I don't think you're going to see Paul Polman at Unilever pull back on his commitment to corporate responsibility and sustainability. I don't think you're going to see San Diego, San Francisco pull back on those commitments. They're well entrenched and part of the ethos and philosophy of those companies and communities.
Anything about this news that worries you?
Here's what I think. I think that we're on the cusp of energy fundamentally changing. There's a guy named Bob Metcalfe who is one of the fathers of the Internet. He created Ethernet technology and was a founder of 3Com. He started to refer to what's going on in energy as the Internet. Hmm. I believe that we are at the cusp of a sort of a revolution in the way that energy works, how distributed energy works, that it's disheartening to see us take what it seems to be a step back on that front. And given the size opportunity that I think is attached to it, it's a bummer, so to speak.
Brian LeCamp is the CEO and founder of Totem. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Reaction from tech companies to the president's decision to pull out of the Paris deal was quick. Microsoft President Brad Smith tweeted his disappointment. Quote, Microsoft remains committed to doing our part to achieve its goals. Elon Musk announced he's leaving the White House councils he's a part of. And General Electric CEO tweeted, industry must now lead and not depend on government.
Hi, it's Ben Brock Johnson. Marketplace is here because these days it's essential to have an independent source explaining how the economy really works, not just for CEOs, but for everyone. Your support keeps this kind of reporting coming, and it's especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. Visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us in your world every day. And thanks.
It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest this week is Dan Ackerman. He's senior editor at CNET and author of The Tetris Effect. Hey, Dan.
Hey there.
Are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready to be stumped.
Excellent. Here is the first number for you. 30 years.
That would be sometime in the 80s. I think I was wrapping up grade school, so I wasn't really paying attention to too much.
That is actually when the GIF was created.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, though, because it's one of those things we've had around the longest.
I would have guessed it was much, much younger than that. But apparently, according to Wired, the graphics interchange format comes to us courtesy of CompuServe. A programmer there was looking for a graphics format that would work on all our computers, and that's where it was born.
And it still works today. And that's why it was so successful.
All right. What do you have for me?
Another year one. How about 41 years?
41 years. That's even older than me, I'm happy to say, by 1 year. Tell me. I got nothing.
It has been 41 years since Colossal Cave Adventure, the very first text-based video computer game, was released. And just this week, we finally have a creator-approved open-source version of it that was uploaded on GitLab, so you can finally play that again on modern computers. It's literally a text game. It starts off like you're standing in a field. There's a cave to the west, and you would type in, like, go west.
Is it any fun? Like, is it fun now?
I kept going west, and I just ended up going in a circle over and over again.
All right, you ready for the next number?
I'm ready.
2.9 million.
2.9 million. Is it a number of downloads for something? That's the closest I can come for a guess.
It is the number of comments on the FCC's net neutrality proposal so far. And this has gotten incredibly political and controversial. You've got both sides weighing in. I saw over on Ars Technica that some Democratic senators have asked the FBI to look into cyber attacks. You got other people saying there are spammers who are pro-net neutrality jamming comments in there. Is there a way to rescue sort of public input as part of this net neutrality debate, do you think?
I think we're concerned about public input in all spheres, whether it's on a government website, whether it's comment on a news story, whether it's back and forth on Twitter. We're struggling right now, I think, with how to find a way to let people comment and let their voices be heard, and also find a way to filter out the bots and the fake news and the griefers, is what I call them. That's an old gaming term.
What are griefers?
Just trying to cause trouble.
Ah, trolls. Are they the same?
Trolls evolved from griefers. That's my take on it.
I'm going to bring griefers back. Dan, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Dan Ackerman is senior editor at CNET and author of The Tetris Effect. We are on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.